All right, let's go. Warm up routine.
All right.
Quick hands, quick hands. Visualize the jump rope. Need to go. Oh, come on. Shake it off, shake it off. Scoot. All right, drive it home. Steady pitch, steady pitch. I don't want your feet to touch the ground at all. Come on! All right, shake it off, shake it off. Quick hands, quick hands. Remember, it's all in the wrist.
Do it to the team, coach.
That's right, keep it going. Shake it off, shake it off. Visualize it. Remember, see the jump rope in your mind. See your feet, they never touch the ground. They never touch the ground, come on! Pick up the pace. All right, all right. Oh, you lost it. Let's go, Wolf. You had it. Come on, Mike. All right. All right, take a second. Shake it off. Shake the feet out. Shake the feet out. Clear your mind. Okay. Now, this is the big finish. I want you to pick up the pace, drive it on home. This is a sprint. Come on, quick hands, quick hands. You're lollygagging, lollygagging! I don't know. When you came to me, you said you wanted to be part of this team. You said you wanted to contribute. You said you wanted to move us forward towards the championship. I don't know now if I believe you've got what it takes. Come on! Quick hands! Quick hands! Keep it going. You're doing it for your country. Your country! Come on, you treat the United States like that, let's go! Red, white, and blue! They're gonna be cheering! USA! USA! And we want the rest of the world to know that when it comes to jump roping, it's us and everybody else goes home! All right. Hit the showers.
For Diagoras of Rhodes, winner boxing, 464 BC. As when a man takes from his rich hand a bowl foaming inside the dew of the vine and presents it to his young son-in-law, with a toast from one home to another, an all-golden bowl, crown of possessions, as he honors the jaw of the symposium and his own alliance, and thereby, with his friends present, makes him envied for his alliance's marriage. So I, too, by sending the poured nectar, gift of the muses and sweet fruit of the mind, to men who win prizes, gain the favor of victors at Olympia and Pytho. Fortunate is the man who's held in good repute. Charisse, who makes life blossom, looks with favor now upon one man, now another, often with sweetly singing lyre and pipes, instruments of every voice. And now, to the accompaniment of both, I have disembarked with Diagoras, singing a hymn to Rhodes of the Sea, the child of Aphrodite and bride of Helios, so that I may praise and recompense of his boxing that straight-fighting man of prodigious power who won a crown by the Alpheos and at Castalia, and may praise his father, Damagitos, who is favored by justice. They dwell on the island, with its three cities near to the jutting coast of broad Asia, among Argive spearmen.
For Natalie Coughlin of the United States, Coughlin, who turns 22 on August 23rd, is planning on celebrating her birthday a couple days early with gold. She will swim in two individual events and three relays, which, with her strength and versatility, she will break the barrier that no woman has thus far, winning more than four gold medals at a single games. All Natalie knows about Greece is what she remembers from sixth grade. She has a picture of Neptune, ruler of the sea, on her bedroom wall. Never mind that the name is Roman, not Greek. But never mind the past, she is looking to the near future, where she will surely make a big splash. Though Coughlin was ill at last year's championships, she is back in full force for these Olympic Games. From California, she is the first woman to swim the 100-meter backstroke in under 60 seconds. She's untouchable.
For Theron of Akragos, winner chariot race 476 BC, I pray that I might please the hospitable Tyndaridae and Helen of the beautiful locks, as honor famous Akragos, when for Theron I raise up an Olympic victory hymn, the finest reward for horses, with untiring feet. And for that reason I believe the muse stood beside me as I found a newly shining way to join Dorian, measure a voice of splendid celebration, because crowns bound upon his hair exact from me this divinely inspired debt. The strict Aetolian judge places above his brows, about his hair, the gray-colored adornment of olive, which once Amphitryon's son brought from shady springs of Ister, to be the fairest memorial of the contests at Olympia.
For Michael Phelps of the United States. In a sport in which most athletes would be happy to qualify for one event, that he can try for eight medals is amazing. The Maryland native, at just 19, swims carrying endorsements from Speedo, Argent Mortgage, Visa, Omega, AT&T Wireless, and Powerbar. Though clearly the standout in a bright galaxy of American swimmers, some of his teammates bristle at the recognition he deserves. But I don't think anyone holds any ill will or anything, says a fellow teammate. At a mere 15 years of age, Phelps became the youngest swimmer to set a men's world record, and set agleam the eyes and mind of the sports and advertising worlds. Now, with a sinewy, whip-like body, a long torso, and large hands and feet, Phelps has as close to a perfect swimming body as you can get. So then, working on timing in his butterfly, straightening his backstroke, having reined in his undisciplined freestyle and remade his breaststroke, and donning a rubber cap, Phelps is redefining our expectations of swimming excellence.